Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Let there be light. Those words from the opening chapter of the Bible fit in well with the coming of spring. Spring brings not only the promise of warmer weather and renewed life, with flowers and trees thriving again, but also promise of longer days. And since daylight saving time started, we're already enjoying more daylight in the evening. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at the role light plays in the Bible, to see what light it can throw on our lives today. And what we're seeing isn't really a surprise. Light is associated with God, Spirit, and with understanding. It's often not a material phenomenon. Consider this example from the Bible's New Testament, where Christ Jesus is depicted as saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus didn't generally glow, so he's not talking about conventional light here. Instead, he's talking about an understanding of God, the understanding he lived and demonstrated in his ministry, exposing the reality of good for all to see and understand, a good that can triumph over any sense of evil, which is generally associated with darkness. And here he's saying that this light, this understanding of good, is available to everyone. Following his teaching and example, we all can have the understanding of God, good, that diffuses evil. This is what life is all about, progressing in the understanding of good and using it to make a better world for everyone. May we all walk in that light. Amen.